Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Our delegation joins previous speakers in welcoming the delegation of Georgia. We thank them for their introductory statement on the country's national report, as well as for the information provided on progress made concerning the implementation of the first cycle recommendations. Serbia welcomes strengthening of the normative and institutional human rights framework in Georgia over the reporting period. The adoption of the anti-discrimination law in 2014 and designation of the Public Defender's Office to monitor the implementation of the law represents positive measures for tackling discrimination. We recommend Georgia to consider instituting action plan that defines measures to prevent and combat discrimination on different grounds in all levels of governance in the country. We welcome Georgia's efforts for promoting a safe and enabling environment for journalists to perform their work independently and without undue interference. The implementation of the law on broadcasting should be transparent and in accordance with international standards. In this respect, we recommend Georgia to continue its efforts to strengthen the institutional and normative human rights framework with regard to freedom of expression. We wish Georgia all success in implementing the recommendations of its second cycle. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.